Mr. Chairman. Regent Strickland?
Present.
Regent White?
Present.
Regent Helm? Regent Parker?
Present.
Regent Holloway?
Here.
Regent Hickman?
Here.
Regent Turpin? Regent Taylor?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you, Kylie. As regards a personal reflection, I guess it would be that we live in extraordinary times. This is, I believe, the very first such meeting held by the state regents, and I hope it will be the last, because I think it's preferable for us to be in community with one another when we conduct these meetings. So having said that, I'll conclude my remarks. Chancellor?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple of very brief comments. First of all, I want to take the opportunity to mention that we are in a public meeting and may be joined by members of the media and the public who are on the phone with us today. So on behalf of the state regents, welcome to everyone who is joining us for this state regents meeting this morning. I also wanted to let the state regents know that we're in the process of advising our colleges and universities on state regents policy guidance in relationship to COVID-19. We're addressing issues on our policy as our campuses are transitioning to the online format. Everything that goes with that, from grading, guidance, concurrent enrollment, and a number of other related issues where our campuses are seeking guidance as the transition occurs. It's actually going very well. Dr. Blanke and her staff have really done a great job and continue to do so.
Adding Regent Helm.
Good morning, Regent Helm.
Good morning. Sorry, I'll call.
We're on the we're in a public meeting and we're in progress.
Okay, I apologize.
That's all right.
Governor's called and he's the clerk.
Jay, we have an open mic, open meeting, so we've got untold millions listening in.
Okay.
Go ahead, Chancellor.
Also, I want to mention that we do plan to hold our April 22nd to 23rd State Regents meeting. If we need to hold it remotely due to COVID-19, we will be working with each of the regents to make sure that the regents have access to video conferencing capabilities through Zoom going forward, and we will be reaching out individually to each of the regents to make sure that capability is on your device going forward. Finally, regents, I just wanted to mention that our state regents staff have been working diligently and also very effectively in this telework world, providing coordination to our higher ed system, our presence, our college and universities. We're facilitating at least two, sometimes three, conference calls a week with the presidents. We have one this afternoon at 2:00 in an effort to keep everyone connected and to help each other as we work through this new environment. I might also say that we're working well with Governor Stitt and his team on their statewide efforts to combat COVID-19. And that concludes my remarks.
Thank you, Chancellor. Item 5, Regent Strickland, would you please present item 5, the E&G budget?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Item 5 is a request to approve the allocation of $817,825.36 to both Oklahoma State University Center for Health Sciences and to the University of Oklahoma Health Sciences Center from revenue collected from the taxes placed on the sale of cigarettes and tobacco products. The current accumulated allocation to each institution, including this allocation, is $87,667,703.75. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve this item.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve this item. May I have a second?
Taylor.
That's a second, Justice Taylor?
Yeah.
Any discussion? You know, since this is a teleconference, we will have items approved with a roll call vote. So please vote by saying aye, fellow regents. Kylie, will you call the roll?
Yes, Regent Parker. Regent Strickland?
Aye.
Regent White?
Aye.
Regent Helm?
Aye.
Regent Parker?
Aye.
Regent Holloway?
Aye.
Regent Hickman?
Aye.
Regent Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, the motion passes.
Thank you, Kylie. Item 6, Regent Strickland, would you please present Item 6, the Master Lease Program?
Yes, Item 6 is a request to approve the listing of projects for submission to the Council of Bond Oversight of the 2020 Master Lease Equipment Projects. The first two equipment issuances for 2020 include three system institutions with an estimated total of $7,200,000 in equipment purchases and network upgrades for Cameron University, Northwestern Oklahoma State University, and OSU Center for Health Sciences. I make a motion, Mr. Chairman, that we approve this item.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Second by Jay.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, Kylie, we'll do a roll call vote, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Regent Strickland?
Aye.
Regent White?
Aye.
Regent Helm?
Aye.
Regent Parker?
Aye.
Regent Holloway?
Aye.
Regent Hickman?
Aye.
Regent Taylor?
Aye.
The motion passes.
Thank you, Kylie. Item 7, Regent Strickland, would you please present Item 7, the revenue bonds?
Yes, Item 7 is a request to review and approve for transmittal to the Attorney General, Oklahoma State University's Statement of Essential Facts for 2020 A and B tax-exempt and 2020 C taxable general obligation bonds. The proceeds received from the sales of the Series 2020 A, 20... Number one, to construct, renovate, and or equip certain facilities on the Stillwater campus. Number two, refund and or advanced refund and acquire previous leases with ODFA and general university bonds. Number three, make any necessary deposits to required escrow accounts. And number four, to pay costs of issuance. I make a motion that we approve this item.
There's a motion to approve
it.
Second. I'm sorry?
Jay seconds.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Kylie, will you please call the roll?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Regent Strickland?
Aye.
Regent White?
Aye.
Regent Helm?
Aye.
Regent Parker?
Aye.
Regent Holloway?
Aye.
Regent Hickman?
Aye.
Regent Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, the motion passes.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, as a comment, this will save them $5 million a year.
That's certainly worth having this meeting for.
Yes, sir.
I have item 8, and I don't know who to ask to present this item because it was originally Regent Turpin, but I think Vice Chancellor Blanky, can you explain item 8?
Yes, sir. The program request you have before you is from the University of Oklahoma for the Executive Master of Business Administration in Aerospace and Defense. This will be delivered both on campus traditionally as well as an electronic delivery. It's a 32-credit-hour program designed to provide working professionals with experience in aerospace and defense and related industries with fundamental business knowledge to prepare them for leadership and management positions. As you know, aerospace and defense is one of Oklahoma's identified ecosystems that drives our economy. OU's indicated it has strong support from state officials as to the workforce and economic value of this program that it can bring to the aerospace sector as well as the military sector in Oklahoma. OSU did request a copy, but has not lodged a protest. They expect 45 majors in fall of 2024 and 21 graduates in that same academic year. The program will be self-supporting basis on tuition and fee structure to adequately support the program.
Thank you.
This is Taylor. I move the adoption.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, Kylie, will you please call the roll?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Regent Strickland?
Aye.
Regent White?
Aye.
Regent Helm?
Aye.
Regent Parker?
Aye.
Regent Holloway?
Aye.
Regent Hickman?
Aye.
Regent Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, the motion passes.
Thank you. Our next regular meetings are scheduled for April 22nd, 2020 and April 23rd, 2020. At this time, we cannot confirm the times and format for the upcoming meetings, but we will confirm this information at a later date and make that information public. We will, of course, abide by the guidelines set forth for the health and safety of our members and our staff, and I hope you all stay safe and well as we work through the COVID-19 crisis. Thank you again for your participation, and we are adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.